So, here's what happened. I had driven to the edge of the cliff. The police were right behind us. We had to make a decision. In or out, boys?
I'm in, baby.
Screw this! Let's go.
See you guys on the other side.
Let's do it.
I put the pedal to the metal.
Fire!
I heard Betty screaming.
No!
The cops were firing, but I just kept driving. I drove our wiener right off the edge of the cliff. For a few brief seconds, we were airborne, but it didn't look like we were going to make it to the other side. Did I mention we were in a giant wienermobile? My name is Jack Ryder, and I work for the Odd Jobs Temporary Employment Agency. My career counselor was the lovely Miss Betty Stiles. Our boss was the ever-intrusive Mr. Pfister. My friends are Bobby and Leo. Every week, Betty sends me out on a new job, each weirder than the last. Hence the name Odd Job Jack. Anyway, this one time, I was a wienermobile driver. I kept a journal of my experiences. Allow me to describe what happened. For more descriptions, go to oddjobjack.com/describe. Since Betty and I thought we slept together, things haven't been the same.
So,
what now?
Do you have a license?
A license to kill? Poetic license? A license for licentious behavior?
Jack, I'm not in the mood.
Look, if this is something to do with last night, let's just say it was an isolated episode. An earth-shattering, soul-affirming, skin-searing, isolated episode.
We were drunk. It was virtual. It was nothing.
Nothing? I'd like my job now, please.
Follow me.
She gave me the keys to the wiener. That is one big wiener.
Your job is to drive it cross-country to Big Wiener Mountain in time for Wienerfest.
Hey, are you sending me as far away from you as possible?
It's only 6,000 kilometers.
Well, I'll be the best wienermobile driver ever.
Of course, Don't Mr. Pfister was watching us from his control room, as usual.
You will be transporting a special box of wieners to enter into the Best in Chow competition.
They're so pretty.
Snap out of it, Ryder. These are prize sausages, not some common cocktail weenies.
I'm all over it.
With relish.
Did you know that there are over 2,000 types of sausage in the world?
In the world of wieners, we taste so good.
You can probably tell a lot about a country by the wieners it produces. My job would put that theory to the test. We have to make an appearance in Kalamazoo by sundown. How are we doing?
I think we should have taken a left turn at Albuquerque.
For real?
No, but I always wanted to say that.
My friends joined me on the trip. Bobby was always up for a little adventure. And Leo was in a box.
Wiener me.
Kibasa or Braunschweiger?
Braunschweiger.
Bobby fit a wiener through a hole in the box.
Agoraphobics.
If you won't come out of the box, why did you come on this trip?
Do I have to have a reason?
Hands in the air, Trent!
Back at the trench, the cops were raiding his deserted apartment.
Maybe I just want to spend time with my friends.
Yeah, right. We're almost at the border.
Border?
There was a bad picture of Leo hanging on the most wanted billboard at the border. Up ahead, Dirk Douglas, border cop, watched our approaching wiener.
Well, well, well. Fresh meat.
Back at Odd Jobs, Pfister spoke to the quarryman.
The wiener is in the bun.
So, the package is aboard the mobile wiener.
Just as we planned.
Well, there's been a change of plans.
Yes, a new plan.
We want the package back.
But he's already...
They hung up.
Capricious cretins. Stiles!
Yes, sir?
We need to stop that confounded wiener. Meet me at the limo.
Is Jack in trouble?
If we don't catch that wiener...
I'm all over... I'll get my purse.
The cops grilled me about my wiener.
Before I let you into this great country of ours, I have to ask you a few routine questions. Are you an evildoer?
No, I'm a sociologist.
Are you carrying any weapons?
I'm carrying about 10 tons of undigested heart disease.
Are you getting smart with me?
No, sir.
I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, Uncle Sam. Meet Inspector.
I want you to stand back. I shall leave no wiener unturned.
He entered the wiener with a search droid.
Are you carrying any tongs on this vehicle?
Tongs? Probably. We do sell wieners after all.
Well, you'll have to surrender all tongs while in the country.
How are tongs a threat?
I know 17 different ways to kill a man with a pair of tongs. First, you can shove them up the nasal cavity and twist.
I need a coffee.
Second, you could jam them into their eyes and pull.
Well, look who it is. Jacques and Monsieur Mouchoir. Bonjour, boys. Yeah, nice wheels. You know, I have a wiener wagon.
This is a dark day for Les Sausages.
So, you're going to the Wiener Fest?
Way.
Where we will be the Wieners.
You're going to be the Wieners?
Not the Wieners, the Wieners.
You said it. I walked over to an American border cop. You see those two over there?
Yeah.
They're French.
French, huh?
I walked on, only to meet my sister?
You?
Nice ride. Or as I call it, Tomb of the Unknown Cattle.
Well, at least I know we're not going to the same place.
We're going to Wienerfest to promote healthy meat alternatives. How about you?
Huh. Those carnivores will eat you alive.
I think we'll make some persuasive arguments to go tofu.
Mom, you're in league with her?
Hardly. The tofu lobby is spending big bucks on strategic marketing.
Well, as long as you two aren't sharing principles or anything.
No, dear. She's just doing it for the money. I used to pull all-nighters in my bootlegging days. Just drink lots of coffee. To wash down a few of these.
She handed me some go pills.
Don't give drugs to your grandson.
Oh, that's okay, Grandma. No thanks. Well, see you in Wienerville. Flo the dog says, I can't eat this tofu shit.
And lastly, you could pull him by the tongue and lead him into traffic. That's 17.
Awesome.
They're clean. A lot of foreign food, though. Don't you have any American wieners?
You mean like hot dogs?
God bless the American wiener.
Well, everything seems to be in order. But if I find out any difference, I'm coming after you and your foreign wieners. Enjoy your stay in the U.S. of A.
So I tried to sell wieners in Kalamazoo. At the World of Wieners, we always do our worst. Knock worst, Matt worst, Weiss worst. There were no takers. I guess it's late.
You gotta spice it up a bit. Let me whip something up.
So Bobby scratched while I sold wieners.
Bog first.
Hinkleverse. The kids ate it up. Meanwhile, in Pfister's limo.
What a tedious process. Curse this confounded border.
Are you carrying any explosives, illegal immigrants, or other contraband?
Yes, I've got an atom bomb in the glove box, 3 Cubans in the trunk, and an endangered orchid up my ass. Any more questions?
Uncle Sam!
Yes, sir!
See to it this meat is inspected with extreme prejudice!
My pleasure.
They dragged Pfister from his limo.
You might want to visit the coffee shop, little lady. This might take some time.
And so we sold our wieners across the nation. In Niagara Falls, we held a wiener eating contest for newlyweds.
Woo-hoo! Keep it going now.
We roasted wieners over the fires of Buffalo. This is nice.
Yeah.
In Detroit, they stole all our wieners.
Okay.
They say Chicago is not called the Windy City because of the wind, but every wiener we served got blown away. Come back, wieners! At Yellowstone National Park, thanks to Old Faithful, we had a special on steamed wieners.
Piping hot wieners! Wieners!
At the shores of Lake Okanagan, hey, it's a porous border, every time we turned our back, there were wieners missing. I blame legendary sea monsters. Meanwhile, my family in the tofu truck followed us to every fair.
You know what haggis is? A sheep's stomach stuffed with the animal's heart, lungs, and liver! And don't get me started on blood sausage.
The disgusted crowd went to the tofu truck.
Yeah!
Why do I get the feeling my whole family's against me? And that's when Flo urinated on my tires. Back at the limo with Pfister and Betty.
I think your ring is ringing.
Don't be ridiculous. Hello.
How goes the plan?
It was the mysterious quarrymen.
There was a unfortunate delay at the border.
You'd better find that wiener before we do.
Or we'll have your wiener.
My wife. Domestic matters.
Right.
If we cannot locate that mobile wiener, our friends will be most dissatisfied.
Yes, most dissatisfied.
I think it's time we took matters into our own hands, brother. Get me the red phone.
Yes, the red phone.
Stop that.
Yes. I'll get the phone.
At the border, the red phone rang.
Dirk Douglas, border cop. I understand. People, we have a 420 in progress.
Holy shit, a 420? What is a 420?
Tainted wieners. Stop laughing.
Meanwhile, inside Leo's box.
Leo.
Yes?
Are you up to the task?
Who said that?
The wieners. Yes, the wieners.
Cool. I didn't know I spoke wiener.
So we pulled up to the drive-thru window of a donut shop. Our giant wiener pulled into the giant donut.
What can I get you?
3 coffees and a 12 of crullers.
Make that 10 coffees. I'm really thirsty.
A dozen coffees and your phone number, please?
Sure. Just make sure you call when Pa's out in the field.
You're farmer's daughter?
That's right, Sugar Glaze.
Hang on a sec. Jack, can we...
There's a cornfield round the back.
Let's go.
I awoke to see Bobby running like a madman.
Jack! Start the car! Jack!
Behind him was a farmer pursuing him on a tractor.
What's up?
We're stuck. Give me a push!
But I love him, Daddy.
Push! 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 Harder! Bobby pushed our wiener in and out of the giant donut, getting a rhythm going.
Push!
Till at last, release.
Let's haul, wiener!
Bobby jumped aboard the wiener.
I'm gonna get me that son of a bitch.
Ah, now that was some serious action.
Let's just hope that's the end of it. What the?
It's your sister!
Roadhog!
Spoons!
Bovine Deathmobile!
Honey, don't run your brother off the road.
Aren't tofu eaters supposed to be pacifists?
I rammed her tofu truck!
I can play chicken! Tofu chicken, of course.
We just got to make it to the border!
Hey, I think your grandma's sending a signal. Starving. Need meat? I think she's trying to defect.
We blew past the Alberta border and entered the safety of cattle country. Behind us, the tofu truck was pulled over.
This is bullshit. Tofu bullshit, of course.
I think we're bonding, honey.
Meat, meat, barked Flo the dog. On Main Street, the Frenchman sold freedom fries.
Come taste our all-American fries, my fellow Americans.
Yeah, taste real good with ketchup, y'all.
No thanks, fellas.
Quickly, give me some gravy.
Ugh, ketchup is so unsophisticated.
And just then, we drove by and sprayed them with mud.
Zutello! He has ruined our aesthetic!
Vengeance shall be ours.
Along the way, we picked up a hitchhiking drag queen.
Oh, my stars! I've heard good things about the Trans-Canada Highway, but this is outrageous! Woo! I'm alive on my giant wiener!
Meanwhile, the quarrymen were on the move.
I thought you said you knew where we were!
It's been a while since I drove a mechanical horse. Hello?
It was the aliens this time.
How does the mission go?
We are personally overseeing the quest.
We shall find that wiener truck. Ouch.
What is the package doing in a truck?
Well, our teleporter was on the fritz, so we had to improvise.
Usually, we have several hundred years to make a plan.
We need that package back. The hopes of my people depend on it.
It's all under control.
Fister's limo cut off their Model T, sending them into a tree.
When I get my fists on that rider twit.
What does Jack have to do with this?
How can it be so hard to spot a fully mobile 50-foot-long hot dog? Your incompetent styles.
Bobby, turning Bobby Betty actually turning. Spotted
no,
us.
No, Bobby.
I suppose I am.
Back aboard the good ship Wiener.
Eat me.
What was that?
Number one.
Who said that?
It was the Wieners.
What?
The Wieners. They speak to me.
Leo, I think it's time to come out of the box. What do they say?
They say, eat me, and we're number one.
Okay, come on out! Or you could just stay put. Here, have some kishka.
He took the kishka, I drove. It was a full moon. I had to make it to Wienerfest by the next day. I was focused, I was driven. I was out of my mind on pep pills. I started seeing wieners everywhere. The chevrons were wieners. The power lines were wieners. The streetlights were wieners. Even Bobby looked wienerish.
Awesome!
I blinked hard, but I couldn't stop the visions of wieners dancing before my eyes. Up ahead, the border cops had set up a roadblock.
There'll be no spoiled bratwurst on my watch. We'll cut him off like a wiener in a zipper.
Ouch, Chief.
I've also commandeered a civilian vehicle for extra protection.
Don't take my giant condom truck!
This is a matter of national security, sir.
Here they come.
I was asleep at the wheel. Had I been awake, I may not have burst right through the police barricade or the giant condom. I did momentarily gain consciousness. Weird. Next thing I knew, it was morning. We were parked in a cornfield. I had the strangest dream. We ran a police roadblock, and then something about giant condoms?
Jack!
Pieces of giant condoms stuck to the wiener's grill. In the wienermobile. Look, Wienerfest is only a few hours away. We'll just take it nice, and everyone was hot on our tail. Busted. It was the cops, the Frenchmen, the angry farmer.
Pull over, Wiener! We know all about the tainted meat!
Tainted meat?
Get rid of the evidence!
How do we do that?
Leave it to me.
He started scarfing sausages. Griselda, help him out!
But my girlish figure! Screw it.
There was a French fry truck to the left of me, tofu truck to the right. Priselda poured cooking oil out the back with wild abandon. Cars slid off the road. Suddenly, Jock hurled himself onto our windshield. Bobby, take the wheel. We met atop the wiener and fought. He landed a right, then he landed a left. Then I fell on my ass. Jock turned to find himself face to face with a fast approaching underpass. He fell into the back seat of the farmer's speeding corn cob car.
I think he's aiming for a shotgun wedding.
Nope,
he just wants to kill me. Let's go!
They're headed toward Shark Canyon.
There's no way to cross it from here.
End of the line, Wiener. Stop laughing.
I slammed on the brakes, barely stopping in time. Behind us, everyone else did the same, except not barely stopping in time, causing a multi-vehicle pileup.
Okay, men, shoot to kill.
The limo pulled up, out jumped Betty.
Wait, let me talk to the driver.
And who might you be?
I'm his... career counselor?
Well, you've done a heck of a job so far.
Jack!
Betty, what are you doing here?
I wanted to talk to you.
Hey, that's nice.
Why are you doing this?
Honestly, to impress you.
Consider me impressed. Can you please stop now?
No, I told you I was gonna finish the job.
You're crazy!
Crazy like a wiener. In or out, boys?
They won't do it. Will they?
Let him try.
And that's where you came in. I put the pedal to the metal and I drove the Wienermobile right off the edge of the cliff. It looked like the end, but we kept going and going and going.
Yeah, that's just like the flying wiener I saw back in 54.
And wouldn't you know it, an alien spacecraft held our wiener aloft.
I don't believe it.
I knew we could do it. I knew we could do it. I don't know quite how we're doing it, but I knew we could.
After them!
Yeah, after them?
The quarryman's crappy car sprouted wings and flew after us.
Pull over!
Yeah, pull over.
It's Nami.
Time to use unnecessary force. Fire!
The missile hit the flying car.
Going down.
Yes. No!
Well, if that numbskull can do it, get in, Styles.
You go on without me, sir.
Fine, then.
So, Mr. Fister drove his limo off the edge of the cliff.
I'll get you for this, Ryder!
And plummeted. The mountain looked like a big wiener.
There she is.
Or a big penis.
Big wiener mountain.
Interesting choice of pronouns.
Wienerfest
Here we come!
And so we made it to Wienerfest. I headed straight to the Best in Chow booth with my box of wieners.
I'd like to enter these into the contest.
I've heard of low-cal, but that's ridiculous.
The box was empty.
Oh, no. Leo, tell me you didn't eat the special.
The cops were everywhere.
Wieners.
You're going away for a long time, boy.
I was handcuffed.
Dirk, there's nothing in there but an empty packing crate and a bloated transsexual.
I'm ready for my cavity search, officer.
All right, I'm only gonna ask this once. Where's the beef?
Meanwhile, aboard the alien spacecraft...
You have eaten our Martian wieners!
It was yummy. What's in it?
Martians!
So you filled sausage casing with tiny alien invaders in order to control our minds and colonize our planet?
No, to win the contest. But that's a good idea, too.
Martian wieners are far superior to human wieners.
They're telepathic.
Eat me, number one.
Now, we must retrieve the Martian wieners from your intestines, reverse time, and re-enter the contest.
Fine, but only if you guys can wipe the memories of my enemies.
Deal!
You may now probe me.
So the aliens took us back in time, and I re-entered the contest with a box full of wieners. I'd like to enter these into the contest.
Those are some wieners.
Ain't they beauts? A real special kind of... This time, there were still cops everywhere.
You're going away for a long time, boy.
You got the wrong wiener!
That was the craziest thing I ever saw.
Mission accomplished. Well, it's been a pleasure working with you, sweetheart.
Jack!
Not on my watch.
Oh, right.
I'll make sure you get the Temp of the Month award.
And the winner of the Grand Wiener is, for the fifth year in a row, the American Hot Dog.
USA! USA!
With the owner of the American Hot Dog, please come forward.
Thank you, thank you. And did I forget to mention that these are tofu hot dogs?
Flo the dog jumped into a pile of meat, followed by Max, my grandmother.
Meat. Meat.
Oh, how ridiculous.
Nothing is funner than the French sausage.
Looks like the French have a big case of wiener envy.
Once again, the French were humiliated. Everyone laughed at their expense. Little did we know we were still being monitored.
No fair. I told you there's some sort of conspiracy going on here.
And I told you we should have gone with the Venusian salami.
You're out of your minds.
Let's pull out of the contest retroactively.
Prepare for another time reversal.
The next thing I know, I'm back at Odd Jobs and I remember nothing of what I just told you.
So,
what now?
Do you have a license?
A license to kill? Poetic license? A license for licentious behavior?
Jack, I'm not in the... that's funny.
It is?
I seem to have misplaced the... nothing. Forget about it. I don't suppose you have a law degree.
Oh, I like the first question better.
Never did the pre-law thing in college?
Betty, I'm a sociologist.
How could I forget?
I know the law a lot from the other side.
Do tell.
And so, everything was right with the world. Or so I thought. Outside, Priselda, Princess of the Prairies, pursued a giant hot dog down the street. Go figure.
Chrissy's pregnant? Again?
For more descriptions, visit oddjobjack.com/describe and tell us what you think of our approach to description. Write us at describe@oddjobjack.com.